This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller with the Daily Keller Hotline for Tuesday, October 14th. Let's just hit some news and notes here, some odds and ends. First of all, the December 8th edition of Raw will be 3 hours, a 3-hour special. Sometimes that means something special. Maybe Vince McMahon will be returning, as I talked about yesterday at the end of the Raw analysis. The last hotshot angle WWE has is to do something big with Vince McMahon. I don't think it matters much anymore. I think WWE is in a position that they have to build slowly. I think kind of like a lot of people feel about the economy, there's not a quick fix right now for WWE trying to get back to that 3.8, 4.0, 4.4 peak Raw ratings. John Cena's return will help. Edge coming back will help. Mr. Kennedy getting help healthy will help. I think there are things WWE could do to speed up the increase in ratings. I don't know that a very special 3-hour edition is the answer. In fact, if they have brand crossover appearances, I think that works against what should be built up, which is the brands being more separate than ever, so that in a year or two, it means something again to have dream matches between wrestlers from the different brands. I just don't think that feeling exists right now. The brands were split for a few reasons. I talked to Vince McMahon about this and quoted him in the Torch about it when he was considering doing the brand split and pretty much confirming it was part of the path that he was on. And part of the argument was we want to give people a reason to watch both Raw and SmackDown. You know, if you see John Cena on Raw, why would you watch SmackDown if you got to see him on Raw already? Better put, if you can see all of your favorite stars on Raw, why watch SmackDown? So the idea was we have enough roster depth. Let's split up the stars, give them ample time, and then also give time for undercard wrestlers to get some exposure. Yeah, right. And make people watch both shows to see all of their top stars. And that's one aspect of it, but part of it was a realization that WCW is out of business. There was no more dream match coming from signing a big name from another company that was considered WWE's equal among a huge region of the country. I mean, New York maybe never saw WCW as WWE's equal, but a huge population base, 40-50% of the country at least saw WCW as better than or equal to WWE just based on the heritage of Jim Crockett Promotions and the regional territories. So when a wrestler from TBS or TNT showed up on WWE television for the first time ever or in a long time, they were seen as a megastar. That dream match, that shake things up with an acquisition type thing, is missing. And so what that means to me is WWE should really keep Raw and SmackDown separate for a long time so that dream feeling exists again. I don't know if they're going to do it, and I know there's people who would say, no, just merge the brands. They need to get all the stars on all the shows every week. I don't agree. But we'll see. A 3-hour Raw, usually there's something about that means something big is in the works. We'll see if that happens. Pac-Man Jones, Dallas Cowboy controversy. I guess he got into it with a Dallas Cowboy organization assigned bodyguard, basically someone assigned to him, I guess, to keep him in line. He got into it with him and apparently had been drinking when he got into it with him. And there's now widespread reports that he might be in violation of his probation. It just reminds me of what a boneheaded move it was in the first place for TNA to bring this guy in. Because for one, it just personally irked me that somebody who was famous purely because he was a punk and breaking rules and in trouble with the law, that TNA would reward that bad boy reputation by putting him on their show with the idea that he might pop a rating. Pac-Man Jones was not Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman won titles. He was a personality that really stood out for years and was part of a team with the greatest athlete of the 90s in any sport, Michael Jordan. He was a big star. When WCW brought him in, that meant something, but Pac-Man did not mean anything. And then to see Dixie Carter say, oh, he's, you know, what did you say? Something like he's misunderstood. He just needs a good family environment. It's very rosy. That was a very rosy outlook, thinking that, you know, and really kind of a little egotistical to think that they could rehabilitate him with their niceness. And frankly, TNA is not pure as the fallen snow when it comes to some of the things that Pac-Man may be in trouble with or may have a bad reputation with too. And then to see Jeff Jarrett on ESPN just fawning over him like, look, I'm on ESPN or I'm on Fox's sports show. I mean, it was just, I don't know. It run me the wrong way. So seeing him back in the news, getting into more trouble, just kind of confirms that, I guess TNA didn't rehab him. Still waiting for an update on Abyss. We had a really good eyewitness. All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, hour 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with a VIP membership, including around 50 VIP exclusive audio shows per month start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep all 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with the newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.